The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Danny O'Carroll is with me now, known to so many of you as Buster Brady. Known to many more these days as one of the contestants in Dancing with the Stars. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sore, I'm tired, but I'm loving doing what I'm doing at the moment.
So you've just come from rehearsals, you're on your way back to rehearsals. This is full on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's they recommend, when I first started to do the show, they recommend you do 3 to 4 hours a day. But I seem to be doing like 9 hours every day type of thing. My body is broken.
Is that a testament to your commitment or to the low standard of dancing?
That's the low standard of dancing, trust me. Absolutely low standard. This week is a tough week because I'm doing the Jive and I am struggling and it is fast. It's just so fast. There's no time to think. Mm. In the other dances, I had a little bit of time to think what's next. Now it's just, you got to know exactly what you're doing and it's quick. So I'm either going to make an absolute eejit myself or I'll nail it, one or the other. There's nothing in between on this one.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it, yeah. It's tough. I knew, like, I found out from friends that have done it, experienced it before. I knew it was going to be tough when I came in, but this is beyond what I thought. Like, it's so full on tough. And it's starting to get competitive now. Because I voted out this week, someone goes. So you can see the competitiveness coming into other couples and people are starting to go away. We're not hanging out as a group anymore. People are going their own way. But it's fun. I'm getting a great laugh out of it. I get a kick out of it.
Had you a target? Do people generally go in with a target? I want to make it to, if I can make it to week 4 or 5 or something, save my blushes.
I never had a target, but I think everybody goes in not wanting to get voted out the first week.
Yeah.
You just get that, happy days. Eilish, who plays Winnie in the show, she got voted out the first week, which was a shock surprise for me. So I felt so bad for her. Rory got voted out in the first week. Jenny did Strictly Come Dancing. She got voted out in the second week. So if I can just get to the 12th week, I win.
Lord it over them.
I walk in with my head held high.
I'm sure you've been asked to do these type of things before. So why did you say yes this time?
Well, I've been asked to do this like for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It just didn't suit. I was on tour all the time. I couldn't commit to it. And it's always a UK tour. But this year it worked out well because we did a tour in Ireland with Mrs. Brown before Christmas, so I could get in and do the rehearsals for the first dance and just commute between the tour in Ireland and Dublin for rehearsals. So it just worked out really well.
And you based down here then in Dublin while you're rehearsing?
Yeah. Okay. They have a place for me.
And
it's only booked till the 18th and then
Depends
if I stay in or not. So I'm like, oh.
It's a big commitment though as well, isn't it, in terms of like the amount of the... Like when did you start?
We started rehearsals just before Christmas, then Christmas break, came back in just before, we came back in the 30th.
And you can't event really in the calendar until mid-March, can you?
No, I'm done. This is me. And as soon as I'm voted out, 2 days after that, I'm going to Florida. That's me. Going over. I'm going to the sun. I see my dad out there, he's ringing me and it just looks amazing playing golf. So I'll just jump on the plane and hopefully take the kids over to Florida for a few weeks before I get back into...
What were you most nervous about going into it?
That I can't dance.
You see, this is false humility. People who haven't watched it will think, God, he must be terrible.
No, I've never danced
nines
before.
Across the board last week.
Listen, there was nobody more shocked than me. Like, I knew, and nobody gave me an inkling because I was going last week. Every time I did rehearsals, none of the other contestants seen my dance. They were all gone home before I got onto the floor to do my rehearsals.
Yeah.
Because I was last. So nobody gave me an inkling that it was a good dance or... like the other contestants are fantastic. Like they're compete with Reese and Jack, the Olympians. Like they just do a backflip like that or splits or I can balance a cap on my nose. So it was one of them ones like, what can I do that they can't? And I decided to do the hat. But nobody gave me an inkling that how good it was. And so I was shocked afterwards with the nines. I was just blown away. And it was actually quite emotional. It surprised, like, I got up to the dressing room afterwards and there was a text from my dad and I just started crying. Everybody is so behind me and wants me to do well. And I FaceTimed my dad when I got in the car because I was going up to Donegal to see my kids straight after the show. And he started choking up crying on how proud he was of me. And I was like, Dad, please don't do that. You're making me cry. He was so emotional. He was so proud of me. So it makes me want to go out and do it more now. I'm going to get the bug and I just want to keep doing it and just try my best to push myself out of my comfort zone. This is a tough dance this week though, so I'm not next week is going to be, if I can make it to next week, I'm looking forward to that movie week.
Yeah. It's why do you think that is, that it's, that there's such kind of overwhelming positivity about it?
I honestly don't know.
I don't think people watch it willing somebody to do poorly. Oh God, I hope this is a terrible dance.
Not. I hope not.
But you know the way...
Yeah, yeah, no, I hope
like
not.
In other walks of life, there'd be a, maybe... it's like it's kind of a begrudgery-free zone or something.
And yeah, no, it's... If you're, like, I don't know. When I see all the other contestants, I see them working every day. I see how the effort they put in, and like Mickey Joe coming out last week, doing the jive. Now, I understand how hard the jive is because I'm doing it this week. But I didn't really know what the jive was. Mm. I seen Mickey doing it, and I seen how the work he put in, and his sweat dripping off him every day, and he's just in bits, his body is broken. And then he goes out and he gets a minute and 40 seconds to put it into action on a Sunday night. And then gets torn to shreds by the judges. And I just feel, oh, lads, there's a line, like, all the work he put in, and he doesn't deserve, like, trees or, like, and same with Kevin. He's there, and it deflates you. When you hear the judges' remarks, you just, it just knocks you back, like.
Yeah. It's funny, because I was talking to Kevin. He said he doesn't even hear the judges' remarks. He's so great. Relieved to have got to the 90 seconds and the dance is over. He says that they could actually say anything to him and he just stands there and smiles. He doesn't know.
That's what I was like on the first show.
Yeah.
On the first show, I don't remember what the judges said. I don't remember what Darren said to me in the interview. I went back and I watched it and honestly, I was looking back on it going, I don't know who that was. I don't not remember doing any of that. I was that nervous. I don't know. Like, I've gigged in front of thousands upon thousands of people. Going on to dance out of your comfort zone to do this is, I can't explain it, what it feels like till you actually do it.
Yeah.
And all these people, knowing all these people are watching you and you don't want to mess up and all the hard work you've done and your pro dancer has done to get you to where you are, you just don't want to mess it up for anybody. So it's so nervous. There's so much pressure on you to do it. And now me going with the Nines last week, now I have to go in and everybody's going, oh, what's he going to do this week?
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of pressure. And it's a joy, so don't be expecting too much. I just want to just get through this one and then let's get the next week.
Because I was going to ask about whether it's easier for you, given the nature, you know, Mrs. Brown's Boys and the touring and all of that. Like, you're much more used to having live people audience. Kind of standing around you, watching you, judging you. Yeah.
When we do rehearsals, it's no audience there. No judges, nobody there. So I'd be very nervous on Sunday morning when we do the rehearsals. As soon as they get the audience in, I seem to just relax a bit more. As soon as I know there's an audience there and you hear them shouting or doing something, they give you a clap and that's the energy you need, and I just take over, and that just helps me. But that's me.
Yeah,
I love everybody like that.
And Mrs. Brown's been commissioned again for a mini series. Is that right?
Yes, four or five episodes. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah. So we start filming that in April, I think. So it's all exciting. Yeah, it's a good year.
Yeah, and so tell me about that process, how that works. Say whether it be kind of Christmas special or tour or a mini series like this. Like, how much of you, because it's this big family enterprise kind of, and how much of you are involved in the actual creation of it? Or are there some who kind of just get handed the finished product and say, this is your role now, here's the lines and off we go?
Yeah, well, Dad will obviously have the whole package. Like, he's in charge of everything.
Yeah.
Paddy comes in now, who plays Dermot in the show, and he writes with Dad now for the last few episodes.
Yeah.
Because the Christmas specials, there's only so many Christmas things you can write about, and we're going 12 years. So, like, coming up with a new Christmas tree every year, it's quite hard.
Yeah.
So Paddy's in now, and it's just putting a new spin on things, and it's great. The scripts are coming out, and they're fantastic. So there's some cracking scripts now for this new miniseries, and I cannot wait. Paddy and Dad have been
working away at it.
And great ideas, so.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
And how much the two of them then present it and they say, right, Buster's going to do this, that or the other, and he comes in and here's the gag.
And you can do your, like you can suggest things.
Oh, that's
what
I'm asking.
Yeah, rehearsals, when you do the rehearsals, that's where it all comes alive.
Yeah.
If I see something, I say, what if I do this? They go, try it, and we do it. And we'll keep it. Or just as quick as they, nope, take that out, not doing that.
Really,
But he let you have a little crack at it. But he'll tell you no if he doesn't like it.
How different is the finished product then after it goes through all the rehearsals to what's kind of put down on paper?
It's never too far from.
All right, okay. Paper. Yeah.
You might get your own little things in here and there, but it's still the script that we got at the start, really.
Yeah. You know, there's no kind of polite way to put it. I mean, it gets savaged by critics.
Yeah, of course. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, really?
It's very popular, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a TV show out there that gets it.
That's what I'm going to say, because you know, TV shows get good and bad reviews,
yeah.
And some people like some people don't like others. But there's almost a sport, it seems, amongst critics in how can I write the meanest possible thing about this show?
It's great.
And has it always been like that?
Yeah, always from day dot.
Yeah,
and there's some been horrible ones coming in from critics, like. But you know what? You just go, that's brilliant, because this goes to show how popular the show is. It's like phenomenal. The popularity of it.
Yeah.
And it kills them and it makes me happy.
So kind of just the idea it's better to be talked about than not talked about.
There's always a donkey telling the racehorse how to win a race, do you know what I mean? So if critics want to write a TV show, go and write a TV show.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Is it an element of kind of, what do they call it, tall poppy syndrome, that, you know, you guys are kind of up there and
they don't know what it is. They don't know how we're doing it and they're so confused by it. Even people at BBC.
Why are people confused by it then? Why don't they get it when they watch it?
Because they've watched so much stuff, they've tried so much stuff that doesn't work, and then we do this and it's so popular and it's massive and they just don't understand. We don't even understand what it is. We're just enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
If we knew what it was, we'd bottle it and sell it. Like, honestly, we don't have a... Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just fun comedy. We're not trying to rip people off. We're not trying to, like, it's just fun. You can see the joke coming a mile away. You're just waiting on the joke to happen. Do you know what I mean?
It's,
you don't have to think about the joke. So comedies have gotten quite clever now and you have to sort of nearly think about, that's very clever. Some people just don't get that. But you know the joke's coming. You're just waiting for it. You're waiting.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. You know Mrs. Brown's going to do something and it's going to happen, but just when?
Yeah.
And that's it's actually easy, simple, but very clever comedy.
Yeah. As you say, if it was that simple, I mean, everyone would be doing it.
I know, yeah.
We'd all be playing golf in Florida today,
listen,
then, Danny.
He's that good that he makes it look simple, honestly.
Yeah. Was there ever a time early on where you or anyone else or your dad, like, kind of bristled at the critics' response? Yeah, did it take a time to kind of accept them and just ignore them?
Well, at the start, obviously a lot younger, it was hard for me to read things online about my dad, and people write some horrible stuff.
So yeah.
The critics would be dreadful, like slay them completely. And I used to start having pops back, and then I sort of learned, actually, why am I doing? I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I just don't reply to it. And I don't even look at the... Christmas specials came out there at Christmas time. I didn't even read anything about them.
Yeah.
You learn not to just get on with it, because you can read 1,000 good things and then one bad thing, and that's the only thing that stands out in your head is that bad thing.
Yeah.
So just don't bother reading it. Just get on with it. Enjoy yourselves. We'll keep doing it till we're told to stop.
Yeah, will you? Because I was going to ask, like, how much... Yeah, there's still that appetite to just keep making them, yeah.
Like, dad'll never retire. Like, I want them to slow down a bit. Because I want him to enjoy, like, he's done so well for himself. I want him to enjoy himself now out in Florida, do your golf, and let us do stuff back here, and we'll look after it. Come back when we need you, and then fly back over again.
Yeah.
He wants to be there every step of the way. Like, he's unreal. Like, he loves it. And especially stage. He loves it.
Really?
He'll say himself, he wants to die on stage. He doesn't care. He loves stage.
Yeah. And you... It's still, despite the fact that he wants to do it kind of forever, and it's been around for so many years that it's probably fair to say there's more years behind it than ahead of it. Well, it'd be maybe not, but it would be amazing if it's around in 15 years' time or whatever like that.
Who knows?
But I was going to say, just from your own point of view, like, are there what other projects are you working on?
Me and Paddy, who plays Dermot in the show, I play Buster, he plays Dermot, my best mate, and we're best mates anyway. So we've written a lot of stuff. For years, we've just put stuff on the shelf and kept it there. And,
yeah.
But Paddy wrote this show called Shedites.
Yeah.
At the moment, and it's about a man shed, and it's all these different characters in. And we shot the pilot for BBC One last year, and it looks like it's going to commission. We start shooting again for a series in July.
Oh, great.
So it's our own little project for BBC One, which is massive.
Like, yeah.
For the both of us. So he wrote it, I'm producing it. And
are you in it?
Dad's, yeah, absolutely, of course.
Are you all in it? It's all the O'Carrolls again.
No, it's me, Paddy, and Dad. Dad said you come over and play it. We want
this
dad
is like Glenn Rowe and the Reardons and everything. Spin-offs.
No, definitely a spin-off.
One character kind
this
of
is nothing,
keeps it going.
Nothing like Mrs. Brown at all. So, yeah, I'm excited to do it.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
So they'll say, we'll give you money for a pilot. You make that and come back
and
to
it. It costs a lot of money to make a pilot. So,
and have they offered tweaks? So do they give feedback and say, like, this is great, we want you to make a series, but, you know, less of that character, more of that people, we love that character.
Like,
okay.
It's BBC, so, like, when you're writing a show about a man shed, it's men. So BBC now want women in it. They want somebody with colour. They want somebody in a wheelchair, maybe. They need to. So you need to start writing all that stuff in, getting all it and making it.
How are you getting a woman into the man's shed?
It's very cleverly done.
Okay.
Deirdre O'Kane.
Very good.
She comes in and she actually owns the premises that the man shed is being rented.
Yes. The landlady.
Really well. Yeah, and she's fantastic, you know.
She's brilliant. Shedites, keep an eye on it.
Cracker.
RT Guider, Radio Times, wherever you look at these things online. Danny, listen, best of luck with the jive.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck. Come back to training.
I'm a sweaty man.
You're probably thinking, can we stay here and chat for another bit longer?
I hope you stand up after this.
Listen, Danny O'Carroll, who, like I say, contestant on Dancing with the Stars, doing the jive this week. All nines last week, so we'll have to live up to. Danny, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cheers, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.